From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Reed McCollum, reading Death Came Dressed in White by Michael W. Shearer. Now let's begin with Death Came Dressed in White, Chapter 1. It was one of those days that started and ended badly, and was made worse by the fact that I was nearly strung out from lack of sleep, too much booze, and a massive case of self-doubt. I know, that's a little like being damn near pregnant. Either you are or you aren't. But I lie to myself a lot less now than I did then. The first call came a few minutes after 8 on that August Saturday morning. The strident, chastising ring of the phone brought me out of an uneasy sleep. We had been in bed barely an hour. A band of dark purple against the black night sky had shone faintly when our plane had taxied to the gate at O'Hare, and had grown perceptibly lighter during the drive to Chicago's near north side. The sky had been filled with bright, diffused light when we had tumbled yawning into bed. Now, outside the window, the sun burned fiercely through what was left of the morning haze, threatening to bubble the asphalt of the streets later. The day would be a hot one, made less bearable by the cloying humidity of mid-August, unless a breeze kicked up off Lake Michigan. The phone rang again, sounding strangely insistent. I rolled over to pick up the receiver.
"Emerson," said a female voice. "Emerson, this is George."
I came fully awake. The voice of Georgia Grant sounded much more urgent than had the ringing of the phone. The lanky body of the girl in bed next to me stirred gently, then settled in sleep.
"Good morning, I think," I rasped, clearing my throat.